بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The hadith, kindness to the poor and needy. The hadith also says that it is the month of kindness, especially to the poor and needy. Kindness should be of a practical nature. When 10 things are placed before us for iftar, at least 2 or 4 of them should be set aside for the poor and needy. They should be treated more favorably. If not, then at least equally. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum were living examples of showing kindness to the poor. It is our duty to follow, or at least try to follow them. In fact, Rasulullah ﷺ was the most generous. When it comes to the month of Ramadan, his generosity should increase. We find in the hadith, we learn that even more than the wind that blows, it sweeps away everything. Nabi ﷺ used to become more generous in that wind. Let us see the following example. Abu Jaham radiallahu anhu relates that during the battle of Yarmouk, he went in search of his cousin, taking with him a water bag to give him to drink and also wash his wounds if he was found alive or wounded. He found him lying among the wounded. When I asked him whether he wanted some water, he said yes. At that moment, someone near him moaned. My cousin pointed to that person, indicating that I should first give him the water. I went to him and found that he too had needed water. But just as I was about to give him the water, a third person groaned near him. The second one pointed to this third person, meaning that I should give him the third one to drink first. I went to the third person, but before he could drink, I found that he had passed away. I then returned to the second one, only to find that he too had passed away. When I came back to my cousin, he too had become a shaheed. This is the caring character of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They preferred to die thirsty rather than to drink before a Muslim brother. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them all and grant us the ability to follow in their footsteps. Amin. Another hadith says that whoever feeds the hungry, clothes the naked, and gives shelter to the traveler, Allah ta'ala will save him from the terrors of the day of Qiyamah. Further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the virtue of feeding a fasting person at the time of breaking the fast. In one hadith, it is reported that the one who feeds a person out of the halal earnings to break the fast, the malaika shower mercy upon him during the nights of Ramadan, and Jibreel alayhi salam shakes hands with him on Laylatul Qadr. The sign of this is that his heart becomes soft and tears flow from his eyes. During Ramadan, Hammad bin Salama rahimahullah, a very famous muhaddith, used to feed 50 people every day at iftar. One masala, that if a person's fast breaks, I'm not speaking about a person who breaks his fast for some reason, but a person's fast breaks, for example, the other day mention was made that mistakenly water goes down a person's throat while he is aware that he's fasting, then his fast will break. So in a scenario or a situation where a person's fast breaks, then it will be necessary, it will be compulsory upon him to conduct himself for the rest of the day like a fasting person. In other words, he cannot eat, drink, etc. Likewise, when it comes to a woman folk, if their cycle terminates during the fasting period, then it will be necessary for them to remain and abstain from eating and drinking throughout the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us correct understanding.